You have now explored the Christian Life Coach Program, the Christian Leaders Institute ecosystem, the different credentials and ordination pathways, the importance of training, and the boundaries of responsible Christian coaching. Now it is time to consider your next faithful step. You may already know which direction you want to pursue. You may feel called to become a soul coach, an ordained Christian life coach, a life coach minister, or a certified life coach. You may also still be uncertain. That is okay. Christian calling often becomes clearer through prayer, study, service, feedback, and experience. You do not need to solve your entire future before you begin. Start by asking, what kind of service fits your present calling? Do you primarily want Christian coaching education without pursuing ordination? Do you feel called to a volunteer or part-time ministry of listening, prayer, encouragement, and faithful next step support? Do you want more developed preparation for structured Christian coaching conversations? Do you sense a call to combine Christian coaching with broader ministry leadership, teaching, discipleship, and pastoral presence? Your answers may help you identify a possible direction, but you should also consider your present preparation. Calling and readiness are related, but they are not identical. You may sense a future call to broader ministry while still needing to begin with foundational training. Beginning at a foundational level does not diminish your calling. It gives your calling room to grow responsibly. You can also begin with one course before formally choosing a credential or pathway. A Christian growth course may help you experience the type of material that Christian coaches can use to support growth conversations. Soul coaching skills may help you develop listening, reflection, and encouragement. A foundational coaching course may help you understand the coaching process more clearly. As you discern, invite trusted Christian leaders to speak into your life. Ask them what strengths they see, where you need growth, and what ministry role appears to fit your character and preparation. Pay attention to where people already seek your help. Notice whether you are patient, dependable, teachable, and willing to respect boundaries. The goal is not to choose the most impressive title. The goal is to become prepared to serve people faithfully. You can begin here. You do not need to decide your whole future today. Choose the next step that fits your present calling and allows God to continue forming you.